authorities are taking this very seriously. They're basically treating this like an outbreak, a disease outbreak.
That's Andrew Hyland, chair of the Department of Health Behavior at Roswell Park. Hyland calls it a fast-emerging story, changing every day, and there is so much more to learn about these relatively new vaping products, especially as they evolve.
Some of the early products looked like cigarettes, and in reality, they didn't really deliver that much nicotine. But more recent products, tanks and mods, things that you can, the user can adjust the voltage and put in their own e-liquid, have different characteristics.
So there remains no agreement on how harmful vaping products can be to users. Public health officials are reporting hundreds of previously healthy people across the United States being hospitalized with pneumonia-like symptoms linked to vaping. At least a dozen cases have been fatal.
It appears to be that most of these cases are related to people vaping tainted THC oil, tainted marijuana. The specific agent is a vitamin E oil, which is actually used in cosmetics. It's generally regarded as safe, but when you burn it or aerosolize it and put it into your lungs, that can have some complications.
Hyland says the variety of products available to smoke and vape, including tobacco and e-cigarettes, cigars, smokeless tobacco, hookah, water pipe, are addictive, deadly products and the number one preventable cause of death in the country. They are an added risk to anyone who doesn't already smoke or vape.
So cigarettes are off the charts deadly, very toxic system, and that's why there's 480,000 deaths every year from cigarette smoking. And when it comes to vaping, we do see much lower levels of many toxins, so there are fewer toxins and at lower levels, but there are still some toxins in there. So when it comes to vaping, I would say probably safer than smoking cigarettes, but not safe altogether.
So he still recommends vaping as a tool to quit smoking. There needs to be much more research, but Hyland has heard many stories from those who come for help at the Smokers Quit line that vaping was the only method that helped them quit tobacco. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.